we're working with a heart-based approach to parenting and we're developing a biblical philosophy of parenting, we definitely want to think long-term. I think that's what God does with us. He thinks long-term. He knows that he's got us on a plan for growth. He's moving us in a particular direction. We can do the same thing as we work with our children, and we can think long-term, realizing that our work now is an investment in our children's future.
I think this can be so encouraging for us as parents because no one day or one crisis has to overwhelm us. We're thinking long term. It's all part of a process. When we have a bad day with a child, or the child just, we see a meltdown that we didn't even expect, we can log that away and say, okay, what does my child need to develop now? What's the next step in the parenting relationship to help my child move beyond this? So we're always looking for the next step down the road. Where do we need to go next to help the child to grow? We may have some weaknesses, sure we do, but we're going to grow. And so we want to think long term. What does my child need to learn from this experience so we can move forward?
This is a foundational principle we have at the National Center for Biblical Parenting. When we're trying to solve parenting problems, we're looking for adult solutions to children's problems, and then we break them down developmentally to a child's developmental level. So there's a lot of adults who have problems with anger or whining or bad attitudes. How might God want us to work with those issues on an adult level? And then we break that down developmentally to a child's level. You can do the same thing as you're working with your kids. You're thinking not just for quick solutions that are going to get over this behavior problem right now, but you're thinking, what can I do to help my child for the future? How can I invest in my child's life now in a way that's going to build into them in the future?
We like to take this idea of a heart-based approach to parenting and contrast it to what we call reactive parenting. Reactive parenting sees a problem and tries to get rid of it quickly. But that's just a behavior solution. Let's get rid of this behavior now, do everything we can to extinguish it. But the reality is, again, that the behavior is a symptom of a deeper issue. We've got to look long term. Okay, this individual problem is not as important as what's going on in the child's heart. How can we help the child develop some heart qualities to overcome this weakness? That's a long-term solution. It's for the future. It's moving forward. It's not a day-to-day problem so much as where are we headed.
This also gives us the opportunity to present the solutions to our children in ways that think long-term. We're framing for our children what they're going to think about the present situation that they're involved in. So if we're disciplining a child for a particular action, then we might say to them, what I'm doing here is helping you to be successful because we're working on this particular quality in your life. We're training children for the future. We're helping them see that the present situation that they're involved in has long-term ramifications. So we're building now for them solutions that will protect them and help them to be an excellent employee, or to be a better dad or mom, or to be able to work on a team, or to be a better student. All the things we're doing now are for the long term. We're getting ourselves ready for that and helping our children understand what that looks like in practical ways.
I think this idea of looking long-term can help encourage us as parents when we become discouraged, we become tired. We have to realize we're not just giving out instructions to clean up the house for today or to get our child in bed just for tonight, but we're developing quality in the child's life. We're developing self-control. We're developing responsibility. We're developing skills for the long-term, and that helps us to keep going on the day-to-day instructions that we're giving, because it's not just about today. It's about building into the child what he or she needs.
Sometimes parents look down the road in their child's life and they're afraid because they see that the current problems their children are experiencing are disasters waiting to happen unless we make the changes. I don't think we should overly anxious about those things, but we do need to look at them and say, wow, this is important for me to work on now. I need to help my child develop some strength now in this area so that this child can grow into solutions that will help this child to be successful later on. So we're building into children with a long-term perspective.